Parshas Vayakel and Pekudei talk again about the construction of the Mishkan. In Perek Lamed Hey Pasuk Lamed, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Moshe el Bnei Yisrael. Moshe says to the Jewish people, Avi, this is for you, this message. Re'u, see, Kara Hashem B'Shem, Hashem has called by name, Hashem has called out by name, Bitzalel ben Uri ben Chur l'mate Yehuda. Bitzalel, the son of Uri, the son of Chur, from Shevet Yehuda. Now, if you read the Pesukim, spoiler alert, I'll tell you. If you read the Pesukim before, the Pasuk never says Hashem called by name. They never saw Hashem called by name. Rav Moshe Feinstein asks, why does the Pasuk say, see, Bitzalel was called by name? It was announced that he was going to be the director of construction, the head engineer, architect, whatever it may be, whatever you want to call him, of the Mishkan. Where do we see that he was in charge of the Mishkan? So this is what Rav Moshe says, and we're going to connect it to another area of the Torah as well. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, you know, Hashem talks to us. We don't hear because we're not Nevi'im. But sometimes the way Hashem talks to us is not with words, but with actions. Things happen, we see something happen, and we know, we hopefully can intuit, can understand, that this is the Ratzon of Hashem, this is the will of Hashem, this is how Hashem wanted it to play out. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, everybody, every human being, each one of us, has talents, has areas where we're good and areas where maybe we're not so good. And that is not just by chance, it's not random, but we should use it as a tool to try to understand ourselves and try to understand what Hashem wants us to do in this world. If you have a person who is very personable, very friendly, very warm, they might want to use that talent and that ability in one direction. If you have somebody who is shy, who doesn't like talking to people, they might want to one day sit behind a computer and solve the world's problems from behind the desk, because they might be better interacting behind the desk, not out in the world, talking to people, working the crowds, etc., etc. Every single one of you, every single one of us, has those abilities, and we have to see where we're good, because it's not just see where we're good so we know what to do, it's see where we're good so we know what Hashem wants us to do. And that, says Rav Moshe, is what this pasuk is teaching us. Bitzalel was naturally really talented when it came to construction. I don't know if he made big Lego structures when he was a kid, or magnetiles, I don't know what he did, but it was very obvious to everyone that when they said, oh, we need somebody to be in charge of building the Mishkan, putting all the pieces together, it was Bitzalel who was the guy. You know, some people are naturally handy, some people are naturally not handy. We have natural abilities. Those come from Hashem, and they're Hashem's way of talking to us, each and every one of us. I'm older, so I know people when they were younger and what they became when they're older. I have a friend who lives in Cleveland. He always used to doodle. He was a doodler. He used to draw. He was very good, very artistic. He used to draw pictures of people. He is now an engineer. He draws pictures of buildings, and people build those buildings based on what he drew. He designs the building. He's an architect. He designs the building. He puts everything in the building that needs to be there. He took the talent that he always had. He always had that talent. But now he's using it. I know he just told me that there's a new high school being built. I forgot where it was. And they hired him to do the drawing of the building. So there's a high school, a yeshiva high school, that's going to go up because of his drawings, because of his pictures. When I was in high school, we had a friend in school. His name was Yaakov. You might have heard of him, Yaakov Shweki. He was just a regular guy in high school. And he had but everybody knew, like, shot Friday night's Miros. Like, he had a nice voice. And then whenever we had a Hanukkah Chagiga, there was somebody always on the drums and on the keyboard, and the guy on the keyboard would sing songs, and then at some point the Rosh Yeshiva would grab Yaakov and bring him to the front and give him the mic and say, "You sing some songs." And he would sing songs, and we're like, "Oh, he has such a nice voice." And look what he did, he used his voice. He used his voice to inspire other people. That's the koach that Hashem gives each and every one of us has it. We just have to tap into it. It's Hashem is yelling it out. He's screaming it out. Look at this talent that you have. Use this talent, because if you use this talent, you'll see that you'll feel like all that Hashem has given you, you're using in the proper way. And that's the greatest feeling, to know that the kochos that you have, you are using letov, for good, for the betterment of the world, of the Jewish people. And that was what Bezalel did. Did you guys learn Baha'aloscha yet? I probably asked it to you yesterday. Okay. I often check in whether you learned Baha'aloscha. Okay. The pasuk in Baha'aloscha, in Parshas Baha'aloscha, we learn about the Klal Yisrael is complaining. Klal Yisrael is sad. The pasuk says they were bochel l'mishpachotav. They were crying with their families. Chazal explained why they were crying. And Moshe complains to Hashem. Moshe says, "Vayomer Moshe l'Hashem, lama harayota l'avdecha v'lama lo matzasi chen beinecha l'asum es masa kol ama ze'alai." And then Moshe Rabbeinu says, this is Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Bet, "He anochi harisi et kol ama ze'alai." Did I give birth to these people? Im anochi l'ditiu, right? Was I pregnant with them? Did I give birth to them? Ki tomar elai sa'ayu b'chalkecha, that you told me that I have to carry them in my arms, in my bosom. Kasher yisa ha'omein et hayonek, like a nursing mother holds the baby, cradles the baby. Like, since when do I have to do that? Why did you tell me that I have to do that? So now it's interesting. Where did Hashem say you have to hold Klal Yisrael, you have to hold the Jewish people like a baby? So Rashi gives an answer. Rashi says, when Hashem said the words, Leich Necheya Sa'am, okay, go and lead the people, he meant lead the people, hold the people in the cradle. I want to share with you Rabbi Yerucham Levavitz, who was the Mashgiach, the spiritual advisor, the Mashgiach Ruchani of the Mir Yeshiva. This is before the war, before the Holocaust. He passed away in the 1930s. Rabbi Yerucham, there's a sefer, I'm holding one volume of it, called Das Torah. Rabbi Yerucham, it's an amazing thing. Rabbi Yerucham used to give a shir, what's called a shmooze, like a talk to the students, to the Talmidim, every week. But then they also had Talmidim who came from America and from Germany. And they were weaker students, they had a weaker background. You know, if you grew up in America in the early 1900s, you saw people all around you who didn't keep Shabbos, and it was much harder to be very committed to your Yiddishkeit. The people who grew up in these little shtetls, they grew up in a community where everybody kept Shabbos like them, was much easier. So for the weaker students, he used to give a special shir on Chumash with Rashi's commentary and the Ramban. And those shiurim, which were really meant only because there were some students that needed a little more help, a little more, they needed to work on their amunah. Though it was those students, those shiurim, which were not his main attraction, so to speak, which were printed in this sefer. This is only the volume on Bamidbar. It's actually six volumes, because Devarim is two volumes. Six volumes of this shiur, which he didn't even, it was almost like happenstance that he gave the shiur. And so many important lessons we learn are because of these shiurim that he gave. And in here he says the same idea. He says that, you know how Moshe Rabbeinu knew that Hashem had told him that he has to cradle the Jewish people? Because Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu an uncanny ability to be patient, an uncanny ability to love the people. If you go around the building, you see there's a lot of teachers here. There's one common denominator that I hope that every teacher in the building has, every teacher anywhere should have, and that is that you love children. If you don't love children, then you can't possibly want to be a teacher. Why would you want to do that, right? Why would you want to stand in a room with 20 kids, coloring something, making a project, learning math, or learning Chumash, whatever it is, why would you want to do that unless you loved to be in the classroom with those people, which Baruch Hashem, I know I do, and I would imagine if you would ask Every teacher in this building, they would say the same thing. Everybody has their own abilities. Moshe saw that his ability was that he could be patient, that he could handle, he could take it, he could work with the people. Rabbi Yerucham writes a lot more, but that's the idea and that's the message for us. Each one of us, each one of you, you have time. You have time to learn about yourself. But try to see yourself, because it's not only going to be helpful, but it's also going to, it's going to give you a glimpse into what the vision Hashem has for you. Sometimes it's not easy to see, but you know, you can look back and see how you might have had a mida that at this age, you know, I have a friend who, he was the captain of the basketball team, and he was always the leader, he was always inspiring us, and today, he's the rabbi of a shul. And he's really doing the same thing he did with the basketball team, but now he's doing it as the rabbi of the shul. He's inspiring people, he's leading people, he gets people in the huddle, and he says, guys, we could do this, we could beat this team, we just have to play our best. He took the same mida that he had on the basketball court, and years later, he took it into the Beit Midrash, he took it into the Beis Medrash, and into the Beis HaKnesses, and now he inspires people. So we should all be Zocha, we should realize this. We don't have anything by chance. There's nothing that you have or don't have by chance. Hashem gives you a little package. Everybody gets their own package with their name on it, labeled. This is what you need to accomplish your goal in life. All we have to do is learn about ourselves and see what we need to become great people. Everybody have a wonderful Shabbos. Class begins at 9:10.